when that's the kind of energy, you know, working with these amazing musicians, working with Prince, working with MPG, is the amount of energy and the vibe.
Mm.
There's the quality, you know.
Okay.
It's, the standard is so high. It's like, no, of course I don't want to sleep. Are you kidding me?
Hanging out with Andy Allo, V101.1, Big Al in the Morning. So we get a lot of people on our Facebook page, facebook.com/V101FM. And the reason why you're probably hearing the voice sounding a little crazy, because we on one mic.
Yes.
One mic.
Bare basics.
Yeah, bare basics right here. Working
out
for you.
All we got is one mic.
All
we
got is
one mic.
Hey, so folks on Facebook are asking about you on tour with Prince.
Yes.
And are you guys going back on the road? When is it starting? Are you doing this alone in support of the album? What's going on?
Well, working with Prince and touring with him was really, how can I say this? It was a part-time gig for me.
Oh.
You know, I've always been a solo artist, and doing music and writing songs, being a singer-songwriter, has always been a focus for me. And I saw touring with Prince and the MPG as a chance to really hone my skills, you know, and become better. I've become such a better singer, songwriter, and guitar player.
Good.
So I would love to continue touring with Prince, and that's always something that's there.
All right.
Because it was such an incredible experience. It was a challenge, and it was a challenge that I wanted and loved.
Good.
I like to say that it was a crash course in funk.
Yes, yes. The crash course in funk from the masters. That's great.
Right. I mean, the crazy thing is, when I got asked to join him on tour, I literally had 2 weeks to rehearse.
Wow.
And prepare for the tour. So that in itself was amazing.
That's crazy. And, you know, we're going to talk more about Prince right after the break here. V101.1.